This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8 o'clock hour, trying to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible. It's Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan, home of the Cowboys, home of the Rangers, and we are also all over college football, where yesterday, Arch Manning shocked everyone with the timing. Not necessarily the school, but Arch, with his first ever tweet, announces that he is going to be playing for the Texas Longhorns. If you want to celebrate from Austin wearing that burnt orange, go ahead at 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. RJ, how did they do it? And what is this going to mean moving forward?
Well, they did it by getting in on the ground floor early. They did it because they were one of the first ones to really go in on him. Which, by the way, why would you not be one of the first ones to go in on him?
It feels like everyone did that.
Yeah, it feels like everyone really did
do that. But they had Sarkisian with the quarterback / NFL pedigree, and props to their quarterback coach, who basically became an unofficial member of the Manning family. This is like what you see in the movies with a recruiter just stalking a kid and being everywhere that they go. And they're giving a lot of credit to the Longhorns quarterback coach, who made the Mannings feel very, very comfortable.
Yeah, they did. You know, this decision was not made just by Arch Manning. This decision was made by everybody there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they could say all they want that it was made by Arch Manning, but the reality is that this family is as protective of their name as any. They're interested, like I've said, only in the advancement of the Mannings. Neither uncle ever took less money to help the team.
Mm.
You know, they took the most they could get because they had plans for the future. Winning titles was not their end game. Being the biggest name in the sport was. Mm. That's their end game. And this furthers that. Arch to Texas allows them to take their brand as a family to the next level. Peyton wants to be an owner. I don't think that's his end game. I think he wants to be the commissioner. I think he wants to be Roger Goodell's replacement. That's my guess. That's why he's never taken a TV job, for an analyst. Like, he wants to be able to be free to move where he wants to. I think he wants to be the commissioner. They want to change. They want to be the biggest swinging D's in the sport. I mean, they probably already are as a family, but that's what they want, and that's why I think they chose Texas.
David in Dallas. David, you're live on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Hey. I think the timing couldn't be any better, considering when he's going to graduate and go to Texas, and then when Texas goes to the SEC. I think maybe that was the whole plan,
yeah,
or what helped it all. So he'll be a junior, I think, when they go to the SEC, correct?
Well, I mean, look, when they go to the SEC, we don't know when that is yet. We don't know the year they're going to the SEC. It could be 2025. He might be done by then. Right? He might leave by then.
But if Texas was staying in the Big 12, does this move happen? You know,
I don't believe the move happens if you stay in the Big 12.
That's an SEC family.
It's an SEC family, but they don't know. There's no way.
I thought it was going to be like 2 years.
Maybe the Mannings know. Maybe somebody with the university I'm sure the Mannings have somebody in the league office that they know that was going to tell them, look, this is when they're really going to go. But there's no way to factually know that. I agree, though. I don't think that Arch would have gone to a non-SEC school to play. I don't think that family was ever going to go play outside that conference. But then again, Texas is a game changer from a brand perspective for the family. It really is.
So what are they getting? This is a coach who recruited him. One coach said he would still likely be the number one player in his class if his last name was not Manning. Quote, he does have a big arm. He's a lot more mobile than everyone thinks. He's not like a Manning who can't move. He can get out of trouble. He's not a statue in the pocket. He played basketball and can dunk. He's a prototypical kid that sees the field well. He's not going to make bad decisions and not make bad plays worse and will truly run the offense. He's developed a reputation as an absolute gym rat. The biggest knock on him, the competition level in high school. But coaches who recruited Arch, blown away by his work ethic as he has embraced all the details. Quote from a coach, what I've been impressed with him is living with the pressure. He's got to live with that and deal with it. That may be a good transition for him. He's been doing it his entire high school career. No stage is going to be too big. Well, that's the write-up.
He's going to be polished.
He's a professional.
Yeah, this kid's been a professional since he was 12. Like, the, you know, if you're in that family, like, you know everything that goes on. They know how to deal with it. They know how to have the best PR, like have in their professional lives. Has either one of the two uncles had a misstep, like
publicly? No, there was wasn't there a steroid story with Peyton?
It was an HGH story.
Antler or something.
I don't remember what it was, but it was right after it was during the neck injury.
That's it. Never with Eli. Nothing.
No. Now maybe as my man, the one man throw ride said, maybe Peyton's wife was on that Debbie Clemens supplementation regimen.
Oh, my God. I forgot about Debbie Clemens.
They were getting all those shipments for her.
Yeah, and Peyton had some issues in college.
Yeah, in college. But like, that's something in the professional lives. I don't remember them having a misstep. This kid's not going to have a misstep.
Seth in Kemp. Seth, you're live with Sean and RJ celebrating Arch Manning to Austin. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, guys. Just want to say Arch Manning can come in here and give this program the boost it needs. It's going to do wonders, not only for Texas recruitment, but just for the Manning family on its own. He's going to be going to his own school and cementing his ground. And I got three last words for you. All right, all right, all right.
That might have been six words.
All right, all right.
Oh, are we going A-L-R-I-G-H-T?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. The one L. Michael in Arlington has a question for Choppy. Mike, you're live on The Fan.
Hey, buddies. Hey, guys. Choppy.
Yo.
Do you think Peyton Manning's curse is going to follow him to all the Texas games?
Yes, I do. That dude is a jinx.
Is Troy Hughes happy about that?
I mean, I guess I'm a little bit happy about that now that I think about it.
There's no such thing as a curse, you moron.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is.
That man is a curse.
Lord.
That man is a curse.
How'd he win two Super Bowls? Well, one, he didn't win. The Broncos defense won. But he's got two rings. The man is living an amazing life.
He is, and he's a jinx.
Like, Tennessee football sucks on its own. He didn't jinx you. A Tennessee baseball, y'all, a bunch of douchebags who are going around. You know, champions don't act like that.
Yeah, but
giving middle fingers around the bases and chest bumping umpires and all that stuff. That was all on your own doing.
Yeah, but you're talking about what he's done on the field, Sean. We're talking about the jinx that he is.
I guess he was jinxed in the NFL playoffs.
When he's in the stands, when he's up there with one of those disgusting, concession stand
Eli?
Pickles.
Eli's two lucky titles? Was he a jinx for him?
No, he wasn't a jinx for him.
Has he jinxed Koopa?
No, he wasn't.
Who's the number one recruit, ever?
But listen.
Tennessee. Another way for these whiny Volunteer fans to blame someone for their failures.
You want more proof? The Manning cast.
That's been a bust?
No player...
Oh, here we go.
Won the game the following week after they were on the Manning cast. Week one, Russell Wilson. Week two, lost. Week one, Travis Kelce. Week two, lost. Week two, Gronk. Week three, lost. Week three, Stafford. Week four, lost. Brady, week seven, guest. Week eight, lost. Josh Allen, he was on it the next week, lost. These are the greats of the greats of the greats. The guy's a curse. He shows up at Tennessee baseball, they lose. He shows up at Tennessee basketball, they lose. He shows up at Tennessee football, they lose. He shows up anywhere. And he showed up at the Longhorns baseball game at the College World Series in Omaha, wearing an Omaha hat, catching strays from ESPN because they posted up there Eli Manning's brother. And they lost. The Longhorns lost that game. Like, this is, come on, guys. He's a curse. And Longhorn fans, he's going to carry that curse. When he shows up in Austin, bet the other team.
John in Wiley. John, you're live on Sean and RJ to go ahead and celebrate your new quarterback.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I read something yesterday by one of my friends. He's an OU fan. And he put on there, welcome to 6-6 season. And his wife put on there that he's the biggest bust in college football history. But I think this is what Texas needs. They need a quarterback since Vince Young. They needed a quarterback since Colt McCoy. They haven't been good since then.
Yeah.
So with a Manning stepping in, it's bad that it took a Manning to get us there. But with a Manning stepping in, with that kind of pedigree coming in, and, I mean, I think he's going to come out, shine. Like RJ said earlier, he was professional when he was 12.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Thanks for the call, brother. You know, these Longhorn fans are not as obnoxious as I thought they were going to be today.
No, because they're the real fans. Yeah. They're the real fans aren't obnoxious.
What'd you say, Troy?
You're taking four calls. That's a really small sample size.
No, I think that, you know, that speaks for it right there. So there we go with some of the Longhorn reaction on the Diamond Factory hotline. How's it looking on the text?
Peyton's a jinx. Peyton's a jinx. Like, get him out of there. Keep him away. All these people are saying they're fans or fans of. How many can actually are actually alumni? Texas may actually have a first-round draft pick now. Curse is a real dude. It's nothing but energy. If it was Curse, Stafford wouldn't have won the Super Bowl. No, it was Curse. They lost the next week. So there you go.
I would like to say Peyton should just show up for, like, the Kansas game, but... Yeah, that's no longer a gimme.
It's no longer a gimme. I love hearing scouting reports from a 17-year-old high schooler that reads like he's Aaron Rodgers. It does. Like, you know, these scouting reports, like, it's like, oh my God, this is the greatest arm I've ever seen. And it's like he's Aaron Rodgers, for crying out loud.
So Sark tweeting out all gas, no brakes, with the big news that came down yesterday. Arch Manning is going to Austin. Chip Brown, longtime Longhorns insider, will join us at 9 o'clock this morning. What do they do with Quinn Ewers? Great luxury?
Great question.
Or potential headache?
Well, it's great luxury for now. You know, you don't have to worry about it this year. But if Quinn Ewers has a absolute monster of a season, then what do you do? Because let's not forget, this kid was just as highly regarded of a player. Not as hyped, but his recruiting ranking was just as high as Arch Manning's.
877-881-1053 to hit us up here on Sean and RJ. It's DFW Sports Station. Thank y'all for being a Tolo. That stands for turn it on, leave it on, however you are listening. Back to the NBA draft, and the New York papers are going hard after Jalen Brunson, after the latest from Woj and what the Knicks did last night. We'll bring it to you right here on Sean and RJ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. There's something happening for the first time in the Metroplex in 17 years. The Rangers are playing the Nationals in Arlington. If you want to hear the game, you can do so on 105.3 The Fan or through the Odyssey app. Just tell your smart speaker to play 105.3 The Fan. Segment this morning brought to you by the Can Academy. Also, Frankel & Frankel, 214-333-3333 or truckwreck.com. In case you've been involved in an accident and it's not your fault. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
With the second pick in the 2022 NBA Draft, the Oklahoma City Thunder select Chet Holmgren from Gonzaga University.
And that's the swing for the fences pick. Mm. That was the audio last night from ESPN. This is Sean and RJ, NBA Draft taking place. Woj, the big headline for me, Woj was wrong. As he said that Jabari Smith was going number one to the Magic. Nope. Vegas said he was wrong, and Vegas was right. Paolo Banchero going to Orlando at one, Holmgren to OKC at two, and at number three, Jabari Smith falls to the armpit. They may be thinking they got the best player in the draft, but OKC had Holmgren number one on their board. They proved it, at least, that they had him higher rated than Jabari Smith, and this is the freak that they're trying to go all in on, and we'll just see how much of an issue his lack of weight is. Because this guy has crazy athleticism at his size.
Oh, yeah.
Jalen Rose said this is the pick. This is the pick he would make. Kendrick Perkins was saying if Porzingis and Giannis had a baby. I think I see a little bit more athleticism or moves from Holmgren than I saw from KP in his game. KP was athletic.
Wait,
I'm talking about handles.
Oh, he's got way better handles.
Yeah.
The thing about KP and we missed the career of KP that he could have been. He was not the same dude after that knee. Well, the guy I saw at NBA Summer League, right after he was drafted, that was an athletic freak. That was a guy who was driving, alley-ooping, like high-flying, man, and he could do it all. He was fantastic. And then he got here, post-knee injury, and he was just never the same guy, and he probably never will be the same guy. And you hope that doesn't happen to Holmgren, because Chet's got more athleticism, more game than KP did. Even though KP had a lot of game at one point.
He's going to have to be like Durant. He's going to have to affect the league like Durant.
And put some weight.
With being a 7-foot perimeter dude who hits jumpers and doesn't get dominated defensively. And look, even if he does get dominated defensively, who freaking cares? No one cares. No one cares about defense. You get isolated and called out for a little bit like Luka did in game two at the end of the Suns series. Steph Curry wasn't known for defense until apparently this year. He improved on that end. Steve Nash, Dirk, what are you going to do offensively? You know, are you going to be able to score at least 20 a night? I also love Holmgren's swag. He looks so dorky, but he's got like playground swag. That's hilarious. Yeah. So
I love that. I love that jacket he wore last night. A lot of those outfits were cool.
I didn't like any of them.
None of them?
No.
I could never wear any of them.
Yeah.
I could never pull that off. But
do we have any other crazy viral moments from this? Now, I bailed from being glued to it at about like 11 or 12. I had packing to do and had it on in the background. Of course, the Mavs moved to number 37 in order to get Jaden Hardy. But I didn't notice a girlfriend, a mom. Mm-mm. You know, a crazy, crazy suit. I mean, Banchero's suit.
That it was weird.
It looked like Waluigi from Super Mario Brothers. That thing was purple.
What were the things dangling off?
I thought Luigi was green.
No, Waluigi. That's the purple one.
Ah.
I didn't understand what the things that were dangling off it were. Like I didn't.
Little diamonds, something like that was dangling from me. I mean, I got home from the fan hangar, with the brew crew at Tap House 16 in Mansfield yesterday. And once I got home, I turned it on, and when I saw Spike Lee on his knees with Stephen A. Smith praying because of the Knicks, I was like, all right, I'm done.
So those are some of the top storylines that took place. Thanks to, let me give proper credit to the Tolo. I think it was TR who comes in strong as always. The freaking New York papers, man. They're hyping up Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, they are.
Here it is. More to the point with Jalen Brunson at the very top. They got him at the top of the sports page. The main shot is Aaron Judge. And here's Woj on ESPN explaining why.
And listen, the goal for this Knicks team right now, gather up assets using those first-round picks that they can use in future trades and get salary cap space to make a run in free agency at Dallas Mavericks guard Jalen Brunson. And listen, their goal is to try to lure Brunson to New York. His former agent, Leon Rose, is the president of the Knicks, and they just hired his father, Rick Brunson, as an assistant coach. One more thing, Kemba Walker, who lands in Detroit in that deal, I'm told that he's expected to negotiate a contract buyout with the Pistons and become a free agent this summer.
Wow. So the Knicks are not backing off, despite our guy, Jake Fisher from Bleacher Report, saying that league execs think that Jalen is going back to the Mavs. Jalen is telling people he's leaning towards going back to the Mavs. Nope. There's Woj saying they're still clearing cap space. And if they strike out with that, then maybe they have some discussions about Kyrie.
Well, maybe they do. And I would be loving that. I would. This is my preference is Kyrie over Brunson. I know that the risk that comes with that, I just look at it from an opportunity standpoint. This is, you want to win a championship, you have infinitely better chance with Kyrie Irving than Jalen Brunson. That's not a disrespect to Brunson at all. Kyrie Irving is just a tremendous player.
Yeah.
He just is. He's a great player.
I mean, one's going to the Hall of Fame, one won't.
Yep.
Kyrie, right. Does he deserve it? He's a Hall of Fame, all-world, top five gifted point guard in the history of the league.
But I want no part of his brain. Well, okay, I want no part of that.
You can't separate it like an egg.
You can't separate it, but man, I want no part of that. However, I want to win. I don't want to like the team I root for.
Well, you want to.
I want to. I mean, if I do, great. All I care about is winning. You know? I don't care if I like the team. If I do, it's just a bonus.
Yeah, if this comes down to, man, long-term Kyrie, this is the poll question, 877-881-1053, because Woj reported that the Mavs made Kyrie's list if he leaves Brooklyn. If he leaves, we were on the list yesterday along with the Heat, the Sixers, the Lakers, and the Clippers, and the Knicks. The Mavs were on that list. None of those teams have cap space. In fact, of all the teams with those cap space problems, the Mavs are over the cap by the most amount of money. So that may be a great thing. I'm going to guess the majority of the Metroplex is going to be happy that they're probably handcuffed and not going to get Kyrie. But Philly is 50 over. The Clippers are 60 over. The Heat are 32 over. The Knicks are 4 over. The Lakers are $53 million over the cap, and the Mavericks are 61.4 over. Factor that into a Brunson max too. So you have
a lot of luxury tax.
So you have So you have Kyrie with his next long term deal, or maxing out Brunson. I'm going Kyrie. Kyrie would be more tradable too. In 2 or 3 years than Jalen Brunson.
Oh, well, he's absolutely more
tradable. Just need him to act right. there's two ways if he acts right, you can benefit.
His buddy can't even get him to act right.
He acts right, and you're a title contender. And if he doesn't do it that year or 2 years, one of the years he acts right, maybe you can deal him. You can go ahead and trade him as still an all-world talent.
Truckwreck.com text line. Kyrie is not a top five point guard at any point in his career, especially now, misses games.
I said ability wise. He has top five all-time ability.
Yes, he absolutely does. If his career ended now, he's not a Hall of Fame guy. Yes, he is. He's going. Well, like it or not. Kyrie's going to be a huge waste of time and money. This is ridiculous. I care.
But God, this drives me so freaking insane. I don't want to lose my temper on a Friday. This whole thing of you just have to with Brunson. You have to. No, you don't. I know. Everyone keeps saying, what do you gain? What do you gain by not signing him? What do you have to lose? Well, you're not committed to, you're not grossly overpaying someone. There's just this blind assumption that you're going to get a haul back for Jalen Brunson eventually down the road. I know you'd be worse next year. I know you don't have a potential trade chip. How far are you pro Brunson Mavs fans willing to take it? Max, are you really? I really am dying to know. I even got Bassick to hesitate with that last night. He's like, I don't know if I'm going Max. And I get it. You're trapped. You're trapped in that you probably have to pay him. But how far are you willing to go? What if you have to pay Max to keep him from the Knicks? You cannot. You cannot do that.
You can't. Listen. And listen, people are saying, what if Kyrie poisons Luka's brain? Guys, that's a risk you have to be willing to take.
You don't have to sign Kyrie if you lose Jalen.
Do you want to win a championship? You've got to sometimes. This is not a franchise that could just say, oh, you know what? We could pass on Kyrie Irving. The next guy will come to us.
Look, in the next 3 years, this is a fact. In the next 3 years, if Kyrie is your two and Brunson is your two, you have infinite more chance to win the championship with Kyrie. I'm not even saying if he's on the floor. All things considered. Zany, wacky, bailing, religious, doesn't want to pay rent, COVID, flat earth, whatever it is. All things considered, you have a better chance easily of winning it with Kyrie Irving than you do Jalen Brunson. One is a model citizen. The other is the total opposite. There's no debating that, but how far are you willing to go with the price tag? Woj just said it could be the max.
Mm-hmm.
If New York jacks this up, are you kidding mm-hmm. me? That's crazy. I'm trying to think of a baseball or a Ranger or a Cowboy equivalent of paying someone that type of money for that type of player. Jalen Brunson's who on the Cowboys? I know this is unfair. It's a pop quiz. I just came up with it. Is he Gallup? Is he Lamb?
Mm-mm, mm-mm, mm-mm.
Is he... Who is he? Is he Diggs?
No. I'm trying to think who he...
What about a Ranger?
A current one?
I mean, just try to compare it to a player on that level in their sport.
I'm just trying to think.
Jan Ho.
I'm just trying to think of someone who is productive but probably thinks more of themselves. Dalton Schultz.
The way you described it, yeah, I think Brunson's better than Schultz. I personally think that. So I'm trying not to disrespect him and insult him, but God, everyone has a ceiling with the value. You just want to pay. You just want to pay anything.
I know.
You're willing to match any ask. You still have to manage your team and manage your cap moving forward.
Yeah.
It's not just, okay, well, we wouldn't get that cap space suspended on and we lose them for nothing. So you have to sign him. No, you don't. You don't have to.
You don't have to.
Not if we're getting crazy. 22 is not crazy. 25, I can come around to. You'd have to twist my arm a little bit. We're going max? No.
Man.
No.
No, absolutely not. There's no chance I can do that. Not a chance.
877-881-1053. Let's see what the totals have to say about that on the truckwreck.com text line. See if you can come up with a Jalen comp for someone else in the Metroplex. And speaking of the Cowboys, Micah Parsons has come out with his goals for this upcoming season with the sack totals. And we have Chip Brown, Longhorn Insider, at 9 a.m. on the Texas celebration of Arch Manning. All of that next on The Fan. But have a fantastic and safe, great weekend from the Tolo team of attorneys at Franklin Franco. It's Mark, Scott, and Gene at truckwreck.com. The way to hit them up, now look, you know how to handle yourself on the road. You're getting ready for vacation, but there's other people who are distracted. My wife yesterday almost had an accident. She looked over in the car, and there was someone just staring at their phone, distracted driving, drinking and driving. First off, don't do it. Make sure you don't fall into that group. But Those people are going to cause accidents today, tonight, and this weekend. If you get involved in an accident and it was not your fault, hit them up. 214-ALL-3s. 214-333-3333. That is actually the phone number. It's the easiest one to possibly remember. The website is truckwreck.com. Tell them Sean from the Fan sent you so they can get you medical attention and that replacement vehicle along with the insurance settlement you deserve. Have a great and safe weekend from truckwreck.com. Principal office, Dallas, Texas. Not a good start.
Nope.
Not a good start to vacation. Not good. The dog sitter has bailed.
What?
0-for-1. Wife arranged it. Took the Frenchie into town with the baby in the car. Sitting there waiting for her to pick up. Answer. No answer. Going back home with dog in vehicle. 0-for-1. And that was supposed to be the easy part. Now it's going to be the airport. And I sent you yesterday this viral list from a flight attendant with suggestions for traveling, and I got a bad feeling.
Mm. Would you like to go to the dog park?
You know, you could just take the dog with you.
I could take the dog with me?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to pay extra?
I sit him
in the seat, so I'm going to sit in the plane with a two-year-old.
Was it called a comfort? What's it called? What do they call it? You bring a dog, you bring an animal on an airplane with you?
It would probably be cheaper. Oh.
You're talking about emotional support.
Emotional
dog?
Support animal. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd probably be cheaper than what you have to pay. I mean, you sent me something on babysitter fees the other day.
Ooh.
Dog sitting, same, if not worse.
Bring them with you.
It's not that simple.
Sure. Why not? Yeah, it is.
I don't think it costs anything.
Well,
I'm talking about traveling with this thing. These
the dog will probably do better than Oliver will.
Probably. Probably.
He might actually keep Ollie calm.
Oh, God.
And also, you're thinking, what kind of dog do you have?
French Bulldog.
Oh, good. See, this is what you've got to do. Is anyone listening right now? I guess I could say this. No one's listening. Sedate it.
Oh.
Sedate
it. Oh, we got
I'm about to say, well, you got a pantry full?
We got melatonins for everything.
Okay.
We probably got melatonin for freaking mosquitoes in the house.
I think it's like trazodone
baby
or trazodone.
Melatonin.
Tryptophan.
Melatonin.
Yeah.
All of it. It's all there.
Yeah, people are saying take the dog to the PetSmart hotel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can go. I mean, there's the big box stores, you know, PetSmart, stuff like that, and they do stuff like that. But, you know, if you take him on the plane, yeah, give him a little medi.
$150 dog hotel.
Have you for 8 days?
No.
No idea.
No.
Yeah, for 8 days.
A day. You never know.
Then you got to cut a friend out for this. Dead. Got to be dead to us. It's a shame.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind cutting friends out of my life.
Oh, it's a shame.
I mean, I don't do it, but I don't mind.
Yeah. So, 0-for-1.
Mm.
And now going to the airport. Oh, this. And
it's not a good time to fly, Sean.
I got bad luck. What were some of the main things that jumped out from the travel tips?
Okay, so, travel tips. First of all, she says, as a flight attendant, things are not good and won't be for the foreseeable future. So, if the trip is less than a 7-hour drive.
Troy, this is for you.
Drive.
Say it again.
If it's less than a 7-hour drive, drive. My benchmark used to be 3 hours.
Now,
if it's less than 3 hours, if it's most of 3 hours, I'm driving. If it's more, I'm flying. They say use the app.
So you will fly to San Antonio? Have you ever flown to San Antonio?
I have. So worth it.
Is it?
It's 40 minutes.
Yeah, but
it's
worth 40
it.
Minutes flying, but getting there.
I don't mind.
How long is the drive, Troy?
4 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours.
Okay.
And it's quite different now because it used to be Austin. Like, God, it's such a hellhole going through Austin. Now you've got the loop. Now all you have to worry about is Baylor and Waco. Yeah. That's where all the construction's at.
Yeah. There was a time when I was like, man, I dreaded the drive to San Antonio. Dreaded it because of the Austin. They also say on the flying tips, fly much earlier than you need to, like a whole day early.
Oh, I see. There you go.
Because of the amount of cancellations now that happen, you want to fly a day earlier than you're supposed to.
I love all the Tolos who are
DMing me and tweeting me saying, I noticed your strategy of bringing up the dog issue didn't cause Choppy or Troy to come bail you out.
No.
I didn't hear RJ say, I'll take him. Yeah.
We're going somewhere too.
I am going to a farm this weekend. Like, I'll be at a farm area, so there'll be plenty of room for the dog.
No. That was a funny observation, but that was not my intent. Okay. I was trying to guilt the boss into volunteering, but...
That's the guy. That's the guy to get.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
His cat just died. What?
Just call him out like that, huh? Just call him out for being a cat guy. That's privileged information.
I thought he posted.
He told me. You can't say that on 100,000 watts that our boss got a cat.
He told me.
Single man with a cat. You can't do that to him. Come on now.
He told me he was thinking poor about guy. Posting. I don't know if he posted. Let me see if he posted it.
Poor guy. He's still single. You can't do that.
Carter, can you look up his page? Facebook. Let me know if he posted it.
Look it up before he takes it down now. After that drive-by that just happened. Poor guy.
I didn't mean it like that. All right, go ahead.
So they say fly like a day earlier. If you can afford to fly a day earlier, do it. Because the amount of cancellations. They also say if you have to fly on this specific day, take the first flight in the morning. It's the least canceled. Right?
That's what I'm doing Sunday. I fly out of Love Field Sunday morning at 6. Told the family, 3:45, yep. Wake up.
It's the least canceled because there's no delays, really.
Yep.
And then also the last flight out is also one of the least canceled because they have to get the equipment, as they call it, to the next city.
That's right.
For the morning flight.
All right, good strategy. You know,
if you've got to fly, and by the way, the first flight out is usually the cheapest, too. Nobody wants to fly at 6 a.m.
Right.
Nobody in their right mind wants to fly at 6 a.m. Summer is thunderstorm season, so remember that. They usually happen later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Mid-afternoon, the heat, that's where your thunderstorms happen, so avoid that. Schedule long layovers. This is another key. 1 hour is not enough.
Yeah.
You know, 30 minutes, not a chance. She says schedule a 3-hour minimum layover.
Ooh.
Now, I don't know if she works for the airport beer department. We could get the kickback here, but that's what would happen there. You know, what you see on the news is not an understatement. Everybody is short-staffed. There is no backup plan. If there's a pilot shortage, there's a flight crew shortage.
Yeah.
You know, if they get delayed.
They have a limit of hours, right? You can't legally work them longer than, I think, 13 hours. Is that the limit? And she said, once we hit that, we're done. Everything gets shut down. Everything gets canceled. Yep. And we don't have backups and we don't have replacements.
There's no backups. Avoid... New York City.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. found that out.
It said, avoid connecting in Newark or any New York airport for that matter. It is literal hell. You have a 50-50 chance your flight will be canceled or miss your connection. They have been canceling flights at their starting points just to keep the planes out because there aren't enough people to manage the plane so the gates stay full. Also, restaurants are expensive. It's not a great place to be stuck. Being drunk is a federal offense on an airplane, so don't overdo it. Get trip insurance. She says, absolutely get trip insurance.
I never pay for trip insurance.
I don't either. Unless, you know, I think
But she's talking about like a family of eight was going to Rome and it got canceled and they were all crying and breaking down.
Yep. Yep.
For a wedding too. People were missing weddings.
She also said flights are full. If you buy those basic economy seats, those cheap seats that don't come with the seat assignment, you will not be able to sit with your family. There's no chance that you're going to be able to
see. You say that like it's a bad thing.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Also, if flights are oversold and no one volunteers, if you book your flight on a third-party site like an Expedia or something, you're the first to get bumped.
Mmm.
Because they oversell them. And so if there's no...
I only book through those.
Yeah.
You go directly to the airline?
Yeah, most of the time. Because I usually just fly American because I've got the credit cards. I've got all the air miles.
Well.
So... I a lot of times just go to that.
Yeah, we usually go through like Southwest and the app, and we get the points.
Yeah,
and then they'll tell us like 2 years later, hey, you got a flight to Midland.
Let's say, don't tell a flight attendant we look tired. We know we are. bring a sweater. If you tend to be cold. Wait, who's cold on an airplane?
No, she's talking to the girls. She's talking to the scantily clad girls.
Yeah,
so
who
tired
are barely
of
wearing anything.
So tired of half naked girls asking me to turn the heat up. No, wear clothes.
Yeah. You're lucky if you get AC, especially in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it's so hot.
Everyone's reaching up, adjusting, thinking that the AC's broken. They're just not turning it on.
Take showers, brush your teeth, leave the perfume off, and don't eat smelly food before the flight.
Man.
Because God, there's nothing worse than somebody who brings food on an airplane. All I can smell is the onions.
Well, that's the thing. If you come on to the flight with, you know, a salad or something, it's fine. You a-holes. Walking in with your Jack in the Box and your Burger King. Yep. I'm like, what are you doing?
I think that should be fine. That's a fried smell.
No. That is not fine.
Why not?
Because it's warm. It's wafting in the air at that point.
It is.
And then with the BO and everything
else. But who dislikes that smell? We dislike onion smell, fish smell.
No, I like the smell if I know that smell curries. Is going into my mouth.
Yeah. Okay, so you're jealous about it. It's not...
A little bit.
It's not bothering you. It's not a bad smell.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
And then finally, that's not water on the bathroom floor. Wear shoes.
Who the hell doesn't wear shoes to the airport bathroom?
No, I don't wear shoes to this bathroom. I wear shoes.
I mean, this guy.
I wear shoes in an airport all the time. Like, I will not.
You haven't gone in this bathroom shoeless for a long time. I don't think you've been shoeless on this floor ever.
On this floor? Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when you were out and KG was in, when Kevin Gray was in, he was barefoot.
Barefoot?
Yeah.
But an airplane? Oh, God. That is the only thing worse than that bathroom is a porta potty. That's it.
Oh, man.
I'm caged in. I feel like I can't touch anything.
At a porta potty?
Yeah. No, on the airplane one.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. Terrible.
Awful.
And then you get some turbulence. And it's flying all over the place.
What's flying?
My stream. I'm hitting everything.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what you're talking about.
There you go. Those are some of the travel tips, the do's and do nots after my trip today. Getting off to the bad start. The dog sitter canceling. Not good. 877-881-1053 is the truckwreck.com text line. Final hour of the show and the week. The big news. Arch Manning. To the Texas Longhorns. Let's check in with a Longhorns insider, Chip Brown, the very well-known Chip Brown from Orange Bloods, next with Sean and RJ.
Well, let's get you over to A Number One Air. And I love this cool special at A Number One Air that's happening right now at A Number One Air. When you buy a new AC system, A Number One Air is going to give you up to $2,000 cash back, plus your payment's as low as $79 a month. That's right. With that purchase of a new AC system, A Number One Air will give you $2,000 cash back and payments as low as $79 a month. They never charge overtime, not even on weekends, not even on holidays. All the work is backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They've got you covered when it comes to heating, AC, plumbing, and electrical. They've been in business for over 30 years in DFW. My parents have used them for over 20. I've used them for over 10 years for everything in my home. Right now, get that new AC system. They're going to give you up to $2,000 cash back and payments as low as $79 a month. 1-800-NEW-COOL. 1-800-NEW-COOL or A-NUMBER-1-AIR.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.